1, 2, 3, take 5.
Welcome to Take 5 with Dr. Don Sweeting, President of Reformed Theological Seminary in Orlando. This program is for those willing to take 5 minutes out of their day to develop a deeper mind for truth and a more passionate heart for God. Here's Don.
This week on Take 5, we're looking in depth at the book of Exodus. Our guest is Dr. Mark Futato, who teaches Old Testament and Hebrew at Reformed Theological Seminary here in Orlando. Mark is the author of numerous books, commentaries on the Psalms, on the book of Jonah. He served on the translation team for the New Living Translation. He did study notes for the ESV translation, and he's worked on the Reformation Study Bible. So, Mark, thanks for being with us today.
You're welcome, Don. Good to be here.
So structure, you seem to talk a lot about structure and its importance in understanding the text. Why?
Well, when I teach my classes at RTS, whether we're talking about an entire book or a smaller section of a book, one particular text like Psalm 8, I always teach students how to analyze and see the flow of structure, because if we don't understand the structure, we're not going to fully understand the meaning, and understanding the structure will help us understand the meaning of the text.
Okay, and so are there other structures in this book besides the two big chunks?
One that's very interesting is chapters 25 through 40. These chapters are arranged in a way that we could call concentric. There are outside sections that match each other, and then inside sections that match each other, and then an inner set of sections that match each other. For example, this large section begins with a description of holy time, and then it moves to a section on holy space. Then there's a section on the relationship with God being broken. See, the first three sections are observe my Sabbath, build my tabernacle. And we would expect the text to say they observed the Sabbath and built the tabernacle, but it says they worshiped idols. The relationship is broken.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the text goes on then to talk about how God renews the relationship, and then they actually build the tabernacle, holy space, and then they observe holy time. So we have holy time, Sabbath on the outside. And then inside, we move to holy space, the tabernacle, and then the very center, we have relationship broken and relationship renewed.
And so these things, the time and the space, the Sabbath and the tabernacle, they're not ends in themselves, right? They are for a purpose.
No, that's right. This structure teaches us that neither the Sabbath nor the tabernacle existed in the Old Covenant as an end unto themselves, but they served the purpose of fostering our relationship with God.
And this sometimes happened in Jesus' day when he debated with the Pharisees. Sometimes they were looking at the Sabbath as an end in itself. Others looked at the temple as an end in itself, right?
And the same thing can happen in our day where we view things like the Sabbath or church buildings and church meetings as ends in and of themselves rather than as a means to an end, and that is a deepening relationship with God.
Mark, does this structure teach us anything else?
It surely does, Don, because by putting the relationship broken and renewed right in the center, it shows us that the focus of this whole section is on our relationship with God. But in addition, the fact that relationship renewed follows relationship broken shows us how committed God is to accomplishing his goal of redeeming a people that belong to him now and forever.
Relationship, so important.
The fact that the center of this structure focuses on the broken relationship and then the renewed relationship is a nice segue into tomorrow's lesson on the relationship between Genesis and Exodus.
Mark, thank you for opening up the book of Exodus to us. Join us tomorrow as we continue this study and develop a mind for truth and a heart for God.
Thank you for joining us today for Take 5 with Dr. Don Sweeting. We hope this broadcast deepened your passion for God. If you'd like to listen to today's program again, visit Reformed Theological Seminary's webpage, rts.edu/Orlando. RTS is dedicated to training pastors and leaders for the global church of the 21st century. We invite you to join us in that effort.